To Mr. John Hudson, Hudson's Floor Wax. You'll find an invoice in the file for the address. Dear Mr. Hudson, : my eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the floor wax that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that the fume should have a warning. Since the only possibility is that your wax is rancid, I request a full refund of all the money we advanced. And unless you can convince me you've improved the floor wax batter, we will take our business elsewhere, so I hope you solve this matter. How's my speed, Miss Stillmount?
A little slow, perhaps.
Enclosed you'll find a small container of the stuff I talk about. Just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff if you've a doubt. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your vapors, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your floor wax better. I just hope it won't require us to have our floor relayed, and if it does, you may expect a bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon. Now, I want that litter on my desk in 2 minutes flat. Man your machine. Go! Time!
Dear Mr. Hudson!
:
my eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation.
Find a small container of the stuff I talk about, just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff if you have a doubt. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your papers, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your flux better. I just hope it won't require us to have our full lead, and if it does, you may expect a bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon. You have made the team, Miss Stillmount.
You have made the team, Miss Stillmount.
Tell me where my desk is when we eat lunch, how much I'll be paid, and nice to meet you. I know we'll be friends, just call me my